And so we'll begin. So please know that everything in this guidance is a suggestion, an invitation, and not an expectation. So if you need to adjust anything to suit your needs, do so. So we start by stopping what we were doing before to be here now and to be a little bit more in the realm of being than doing. So for at least part of today's session, I invite you to have your eyes open. But you can adjust and do as needed for you. So for part of today's session, we're going to have a little journey through our senses. But we're going to start by right here, right now, just becoming aware of the contact we have with the surface beneath us. If you're lying down in the traditional way, you can notice your contact of your feet on the floor, your back resting on the floor, the back of your shoulder blades, back of your rib cage, the back of your pelvis, the back of your head, the back of your arms and your elbows. So really recognize that you are being held, you're being supported by the surface beneath you and by the ground that is beneath that. And I invite you to think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. So from there, expand your awareness out to also include the space that is all around you. You can be aware that the space above you, below you, in front of you, behind you, and to either side of you. And just have a moment really taking in that you're at the center of this space. And think to yourself, I'm free to be aware of the space all around me. And from there, bring your attention to your physical body. You can just do a little scan and see what you notice about yourself right here, right now, just very lightly, just lightly curious. And if anywhere that's uncomfortable, or bothering you or even painful in some way pops up, know that you don't have to rush to do anything to try and fix it or change it right now, but I invite you to meet any discomfort with a little compassion and kindness. And so now do another little scan, and this time I invite you to be curious, to wonder where there might be a little bit of ease in you. You could ask yourself this question, where do I seem to be easing a bit? Where do I notice just a little tiny bit of ease in me? Just see what you notice. And think these words to yourself, I am free to notice ease. I'm free to notice ease, any ease in my feet, my toes, my ankles. I'm free to notice any ease, just any ease, easing that might be there in my legs, my calves, shins, knees, thighs. I'm free to notice any ease in my hips, my belly, solar plexus, chest, heart. Free to notice any ease, just any easing that might be there in your back, your low back, your mid back, your upper back. I'm free to notice ease, any ease in my shoulders, my arms, elbows, wrists, hands, fingers, thumbs. And I'm free to notice ease, any easing in my neck, my throat, my face, my head. I am free to notice ease. So as you lie there, you can know that while you might be relatively still, you are free to move at any time. If you need to make yourself more comfortable, do whatever you need to do to look after you. So now we're going to bring awareness to the different senses. Of course, we've already been working with our senses, but we're going to work with the traditional five senses. So let's start with our sense of touch. So ask yourself right now, what am I touching? What am I touching with your hands or any other part of your body? What is touching me? So it's always a meeting of two things, right? What am I touching? And what is touching me? So if your feet are on the floor, you could maybe notice how they are touching the floor, but also how the floor is touching your feet. What do you notice? So from there, let's move on to our sense of sight. And at this point, even if you have your eyes closed, you might want to open them and see what you can see. What without moving your head first, do you notice? Do you perceive with your eyes? What comes into your line of vision? And then, if you want to also move your head and look around, you can take in as much as you can visually in the space that is around you. And as you do so, you might want to think of it not as grabbing on somehow to see the things around you, but what is coming into your vision? What is coming to you? What are you perceiving with your eyes? What do you notice? And let's move on to our sense of hearing. What sounds come into your awareness right now? Maybe you can first tune in to any sounds in the room that you are in. Again, you can think of these sounds as coming to you. You don't have to try and hear them, but you can just be open to what sounds come to you. What sounds come to you from beyond the room that you're in? What sounds come to you that are maybe from within your own body? What sounds are you perceiving? Are you receiving with your ears? Just take another moment or two with that and see what you notice. And then we'll move on to our sense of smell. Again, we're not going to try and smell anything, but just be aware, are there any smells coming to you? I happened to put lotion on my hands shortly before this session, and the smell of that lotion is coming to me. So, if that might be the case to you, you can even bring your hands up to near your nose, but you don't need to do any special sniffing or anything. Just allow, see what smells come to you. What do you notice? And then finally, there's the sense of taste. And I'm assuming none of you are eating right now, but maybe there's a residual taste of something in your mouth. What can you notice right now? What do you notice? What do you perceive? What can you detect? You can think to yourself now. As we've gone through the senses of touch, sight, hearing, smell, and taste, you can think, I am free to perceive with all my senses. I'm free to receive information with all my senses. And so now let's go on a little imaginary journey into these five senses. So I want you to imagine, I invite you to imagine a lemon, a beautiful ripe lemon in front of you. So let's start with what do you see? And take in the color, the yellow, the shape, the detail. In your imagination, really see your lemon. Now imagine that you're touching it and holding it. You can feel the texture under your fingers. You can sense the weight of the lemon in your hands. Take a moment with that, imagining you're touching and feeling and sensing this lemon. Now, I want you to imagine that you can put this lemon on a board and you have a very sharp knife and you cut it in half and you hear the sound of it going through the lemon and hitting the board. And now bring half of that lemon close to your nose and smell. Smell the lemon, that citrus smell coming into your nose. Imagine all the notes of that smell. And then finally, in your journey, imaginative journey with this lemon, put the lemon on your tongue. Notice how you respond, even to the idea of an imaginary piece of lemon on your tongue. Sweet, the top, juicy. Just imagine it. Take a moment just to notice that and notice how, even in our imagination, our senses are so present and real. So think to yourself, I am free to notice. I am free to feel. I am free to experience and enjoy all my senses. I am free to receive. I am open to receiving sensory input. I am free to perceive with all my senses. From there, just bring your attention for a moment or two to your breath, which has been with you on this journey. What do you notice? What do you sense about your breath right now? Maybe you can start with just perceiving the flow of air going in and out through your nose, sensing the touch of the breath going through your nostrils. And maybe you can also sense the movement of your breath in your body. Rise and fall in the chest and the abdomen. And bringing that around to a 3D awareness of the movement of the breath as the ribs rise up and out with each in-breath and drape back down with each out-breath. An expansion in the back as well with each in-breath. So just noticing your breath. You might even notice if there's any sound associated with your breath. What do you hear? And think to yourself, I am free to breathe. I am free to notice ease. I'm free to notice my contact with the surface supporting me, the ground beneath that. I'm free to receive the support from the ground. I'm free to be aware of the space all around me. I'm free to enjoy all my senses. I am free to notice. I am free to perceive. I'm free to notice ease. I am free.